Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 7, Episode 43. We have a jam-packed show for you coming up today, so make sure that you listen to it, because it's going to be great stuff. That's right, we got some guests. We do have some guests. We have Casper Kelly and Dave Willis joining us today to talk about Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, which is now an animated show available on the Adult Swim YouTube page. And then coming up later, we're going to be talking to Ming Chen. Boys are going to talk to him about Clerks 3. I haven't seen it yet. And also about Kusakon, which is coming up when, Jeff?
The 5th of November, Saturday.
Remember the 5th of November, which is a Saturday. And that'll be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. That looks like they have more guests coming up this year than they did last year, so it's grown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks bigger, for sure.
And I had a lot of fun. Rome is a nice town. It would be kind of cool to live in a town like that where they have all sorts of, they have everything you need, but it's like far away from the city and you're like up there near the mountains and there's a river there and everything. So I'm not kidding. You laughing? I'm not kidding.
I haven't heard if there's a after party this year, but the one we went to last year after was really fun.
Yeah. I wish I had gone to it. It's difficult to do so because, you know, Caitlin works on the weekends and, we have Gil and stuff, but it was a blast. Like some of the guests this year, like we mentioned, Ming Chen, you have Eugene Clark from Land of the Dead. You have all sorts of people. John Anderson from Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2. Looks like he played a character in that. Of course, Brian Silverbacks, who's one of the most talented artists that we know out there. Comic book artists and all sorts of things. You can buy prints from him. And if you've heard him on our show, he's a real cool guy, also an actor. And check him out when you go out there. It's a fun time. It's not super expensive. You can meet cast members from The Walking Dead. You have Savannah Jade Wehunt. Is that how you say her name? She's been doing the circuit for a long time. She was one of the little kid walkers. Who did they add today that I thought was cool? Oh, Clement Romaine. He's an awesome artist. And then you have Eulogy Mortem from Tingler Television. So lots of fun stuff to do.
Yeah, tickets are only $12.50 if you buy them before the 30th.
Yeah.
They're probably $15 at the door or so.
Yeah. So if you're into gaming and events and you like a low key chill Saturday afternoon, go up there. I'll be 52 years old to be celebrating one day. So find out more information at kusakon.com. That's kusakon.com. So also, if you're listening to this Saturday and you're in the area and you'd like to go, come on out and visit us for our spooky get together at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Costumes are optional. Bring a dessert if you like and any other food you might want to eat. Mike's going to make some pizzas and you can pass a hat at the end. Of course, there'll be soft drinks. So that is from noon to three on Sunday. I'll be there a little bit after one because we have a class in the morning because Gil is being christened in December and Catholic parents have to take that class. You know, if you're not a regular churchgoer, I guess we have to prove how to speak. Do they still speak Latin? I don't know. Yes, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell the cartoon, which is very funny and available now on YouTube. It's the Adult Swim page, correct? The Adult Swim channel?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let's talk about getting Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell into animated form and what brought you to that. Why did you do that instead of doing another season?
Easiest pitch in the world, because they offered for us to do cartoons.
Yes.
Yes. And we were like, yes, we would love to do that. And we would. Yeah, we did love to do it. But yeah, we were, they wanted to wrap up the show, because I think they're sort of somewhat steering away from live action these days. Mm-hmm. And especially with COVID and everything. So we wrote a finale. They asked us to do a finale, but then COVID hit and that kind of put the kibosh on that. So they said, hey, how about some cartoons? And they were doing other awesome properties like Aqua Teen and Rick and Morty and so on. So, yeah, we said, yeah.
When we did the show originally, I think it was briefly discussed about being a cartoon. And I think the feeling was that there had been some devil shows. There had been a show on TBS, like in the past 10 years, it was an animated thing about the devil, and we just always thought it'd be cooler to paint him red and shoot him in a warehouse off Fulton Industrial. There was something fun and janky and sort of hellish about the making of the show in a way that now that the show had been established, it was kind of fun to take it into the animated space. And we got Christy Caracas, Ballmasters and Super Jail to do all the design stuff, and Copernicus Studios up in Canada did all the animation. And yeah, we're real happy with how it turned out.
Is it harder or more difficult? Not hard, but more difficult to write an episode so concise than it is to write a full episode?
Someone else asked us that question. I always feel like the 11-minute episodes are probably 3 minutes long, 3 minutes with 8 minutes of padding anyway. So,
okay.
So there's like not enough room for a B story, much less a C or any other letters.
Did any of the bits from the finale make it into the cartoon?
No, we kept that. We kept that secret, because someday we might, who knows, maybe we will get to shoot it. If the viewers at home watch enough of it on HBO Max, maybe we will get to.
And YouTube. Yes. Yes. We really like that pilot. I think it ends well. Like, you know, there's a lot of pressure on a final episode of a show. You know, a lot of people talk about it. So, but I think we ended it well.
In our minds.
In our minds.
And on the page.
Going into a cartoon medium, were you able to do things that you wanted to do? Maybe not in the finale, but things you'd thought about during the whole series, but it's way out of budget, but we can really pull it off with the animated stuff?
I think a human centipede that forms a circle, the Ouroboros of the snake eating its tail. I think that would have been, that might have looked janky in real life.
I'm not 100% sure we could have gotten Eddie Pepitone into a little Lord Fauntleroy costume. Probably. He's game for stuff, but yeah.
Fuck you guys.
I don't know if we could have gotten him to skip, though. I don't know about that. With a lolly, that's a lot.
And you got everybody from the show pretty much back. Was there anybody that wasn't able to come back?
No. I think everybody we asked came back. And we even put in a couple of our cast members who had passed away as extras in the background.
I noticed that.
Yeah, little tributes. I definitely got it consistent from everyone. They were thrilled that they could do this on a microphone and not come in an hour and a half early to get painted red.
Yeah.
And then wait around until their call time. It's at 5 p.m. where they were going to work until midnight, hanging from a hook covered in peanut butter.
Leaving their exciting cosmopolitan lives in Los Angeles and New York.
Yeah.
Atlanta in the summer, spend their days in an unair-conditioned warehouse. Yes.
Now, did you do all the creative via Zoom or whatever, or did you guys get together and work on all the voiceovers for the animation?
We've been doing everything via Zoom ever since. I mean, it was all the live action stuff just got killed because the budgets just went up on like everything. They were like, add 25% more for all the COVID stuff. And then all of a sudden you started getting calls from people about projects, about animated projects, because they were the one things that could keep rolling.
Yeah.
The one thing that sucks is you couldn't be over somebody's shoulder and sort of go, hey, I saw it like this, or sit with an editor and, you know, you just have to write reams and reams, a novel worth of just notes. But you keep pressing through.
You know, you've made a good product when a 16-month-old laughs at what's going on the screen. That happened when I was watching it earlier.
I'm sure it wasn't just passing gas. Like, it could have just been gas.
Yeah. He laughs more at your pretty face than he laughs at Elmo, which is, I think, the point. I think that it's better for him mentally to see these images now instead of Elmo, which could be traumatizing later in life.
That's great, because my son, as a toddler, was terrified to the point of tears by Squidbillies. just the image of this talking creature just horrified him to no end.
Yeah, what was the last one I was on? It was just me as some guy with a beard, and I guess it was the Airbnb where,
right?
Anyway, I'm showing him, going, that's dad. He wasn't paying attention. But when mommy comes on Saturdays and Sundays, when she's anchoring the news, he knows her right away.
Sweet.
Yeah. Mama.
So I heard Pete Holmes in one of those animated episodes.
Yeah, he was great. He was so fun to work with, and he just was down to improv. Like, I've probably got 10, 15 more minutes of improv I put in there at some point, and they were like, yeah, you could, it probably need to tighten it up a little. Yeah, he was really fun to work with, and it just seemed right since his background as a person. And just, he seems like that type of guy. So yeah, he was, and he knows Henry. So yeah, I felt like that worked well.
What are you going to work on next? Because you guys have created a lot of stuff together that's very enduring and very funny. Do you have more projects in mind that you're going to work on together?
Yes, we do.
I don't know if we can talk about, it or not. Can we? We do have a pilot that's with another network it's a future Western with Sam Richardson in it.
Cool.
It's animated, but I think that's all we can really say about it, probably.
Right.
Because it might not ever get picked up, and then we can talk about it all day long.
Dave, I just realized we've only got one other project together. We need to get another one cooking.
That's right. So this guy's been working around the clock. You want to talk about, are you able to talk at all about?
Probably not. I just have, for whatever reason, you know how freelance has its ups and downs. Right now I have a lot of projects, pilots and so forth. And another Adult Swim thing that I can't talk about, hopefully coming out at some point, but yeah, we'll see.
Will that be up before the end of the year, do you think?
I think so, yes.
We're looking forward to a holiday.
That's how we like to do PR. We like to do our PR after it's too late.
I'm very excited about it, although I haven't seen a frame of it. I've read the script. It's very interesting, and it's got that too many cooks potential, I think. It could be something pretty mind-blowing.
Now I'm looking forward to that. And the Aqua Teen Plantasm movie coming out?
Aqua Teen Forever, Plantasm, yes. We We screened it for New York Comic Con, and that screening went great. I feel like I just want to take a mulligan on the first movie. Like, this one is really good, really tight, really funny, just blows by, and it's got this whole element that is interactive that I can't really talk about, but it's...
Okay. I was going to ask you about that just now, so I won't.
I'll just say that it's interactive. I'll say that no other movie has ever done anything like this before. I hope it does well. So I think November 4th, maybe, it comes out on Blu-ray and video on demand.
Like, is the interactive only for in theaters, or is it for the video?
No. It won't go to theaters, but the interactive is available for any version of this thing.
Okay.
So nice. The DVD's got a ton of extras, but the VOD's going to be just as good. You can enjoy it.
This will be a smash, and then hopefully maybe they'll do a Squidbillies movie, and then maybe a Your Pretty Face movie. And
yeah.
How much money would you need to do a full length movie?
Are you looking to invest, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Telling me earlier, he's got a couple thou.
Is this something that could be?
Shockingly, you would be surprised how much animation that would cover.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the budget for this thing was not huge. I kind of feel like, I mean, I hope it does well, but at some point it'll just go on HBO Max. I'm just kind of like another pebble on Content Mountain, you know? And
that could be the name of your autobiography.
That's right. Another pebble for Content Mountain. I think it's great. I hope this interactive thing really, really takes off on social media, because I can't imagine we're going to have much of an advertising budget for this thing. But I do think it's like unlike anything I've ever seen in any movie or TV show. So psyched about it.
Between us and Aqua Teen Pod, we'll be promoting the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And this is going to be serious, so don't smirk. Dave, but you've made us laugh for 20 some years now, you know, and I think it's cool that we know you, but also appreciate what you've given us and everybody else. Just really funny television shows, cartoons, and movies now. Even though I have to say that I like the first Aqua Teen movie.
I like it all right. It's kind of, it's pretty self-indulgent.
Yeah,
this baby is 70 minutes long. It's like it's over before you know it.
Yeah,
kind of. Usually, like, you hear that the movie is 70 minutes, and you're like, "Uh oh, they cut a lot of crap out in edit." But we were hired to make a 70-minute movie. They were like, "It cannot be more than 70 minutes."
Did you guys watch, or do you like Beavis and Butthead? They put a movie out and then they did a whole new season, which I thought they took some risks I liked, or he took some risks I liked.
I gotta say, I was okay with the movie, but the series I loved.
Yeah,
it's been loved fantastic. It more than, I was never like a huge fan of that show, and this consistently made me laugh.
Same here.
Kind of been savoring those, like they're just little amuse-bouches.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to devour all of them, but they're really funny, and they're kind of, I think the characters are oddly deeper and yet still just as moronic.
Yeah. The world just goes on by them while they're in their own little world themselves, and it's a lot of fun, especially with the episodes he did where they're old.
I love that. I think that was great. I hope they're making more.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I was like, this was became our new favorite, my new favorite thing to watch with my son, you know.
So what has to happen for you guys to be able to make the Your Pretty Face wrap-up episode? These animated episodes have to blow up huge. Everybody has to watch on HBO Max, the entire series over and over and over again.
And you might have to pour gasoline on your head and come to the roof of William Street and say, I will light myself on fire. And I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not saying you should do that, but I am saying it might plant a seed.
Wouldn't hurt.
It doesn't have to be. Just pour water and but pour it out of a gas can. Yeah. And that way it's safe for you, but they'll go, God, there's a really devoted fan base out there.
Put some light brights on under some overpasses and
you're
a pretty face on there.
Boston's finally gotten over that. I think we can finally joke about that.
I love bringing it up to my wife because she was in Boston when that happened. She's like, oh, scary. I'm like, why?
I still actually, hold on. Well, I don't have the batteries in, but you see that?
Oh, I've still got one.
Nice.
Yeah. I put the batteries in for special occasions.
Well, guys, you can see Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell animated on the Adult Swim YouTube page. You can watch them over and over again and memorize them and then tell everybody that you want more. Anybody that you know, tell these guys you want more, but tell the higher ups you want more.
Yeah, like and comment and subscribe and all that stuff on that YouTube channel.
I think having people watch them, you know, do like that band with Spotify. Just, is there a way that you can set up YouTube to just repeat the video over and over?
Not anymore.
Sleep.
Like Taylor Swift and her new record that came out the other night. Just, you want those kind of numbers immediately.
Yeah.
There's 8 episodes. It's about 24 minutes total.
Yeah.
It's like a nice half-hour show if you watch them all.
They're very funny. They go down fast. Yeah. They're quick. They're funny. Watch them, please. Please.
And I did an anxiety doodle for you while I was doing it.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Amazing. Hey,
colored pencil and ink, baby. Yeah. Guys, thank you for coming on. Anything else you want to plug before we wrap up?
Happy Halloween.
Buy the Aqua Teen movie when it comes out.
Yes.
Yeah, buy the Aqua Teen movie.
Aqua Teen, yes. Movie comes out November 4th. Please watch it. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks guys so much.
See you guys.
Thanks, Ken.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you each and every week by Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longtime sponsor and friends. So thank you to Mike Hall and everybody at the restaurant. Stop by the restaurant and grab an ice cold local craft beer like Wicked Weed's Pernicious IPA in cans and Tantrum Brewing's Poems at Midnight Sour Berliner Weisse, which you can get on tap. If you are a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. I noticed that Caitlin got Gilbert a little, you know, little people food truck. So he's getting ready for the food service industry, Mike. He might be ready for the job when he's old enough. And anyway, we're not going to go down that, right? I was going to make a joke. APNG loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and would like to thank all of those diners for their continued support and business throughout the years. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, closed on Sunday. Also, we are brought to you by LDI ReproPrint. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens in Athens, Georgia, since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. And thank you very much to Brett Perkins, who supports us every month as well. And to all of you awesome Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers, we love you as well.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
Yeah, the conversation with Dave was great. Dave and and Casper, and those episodes are so funny. I've watched them each a couple of times. My favorite one still being the rock and the, what's it called?
Crossroads one.
Crossroads. Yeah. That's
That seems to be everybody's favorite.
I really wanted to get into Clerks 3 yesterday and today, but I just haven't had any time. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are days when we work late at the show. And then, you know, I get up really early, so I have to take my old man nap in the afternoon. And I just don't have a lot of time. Plus, I'm addicted to a show that you guys have already watched.
What show is that?
Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Oh, really?
You didn't watch it? I thought you both watched it.
No, we watched it.
Yeah, we watched it. I'm just surprised you were watching it.
Why?
I want to talk about it.
You finally got around to it.
I want to talk about it now.
I've been meaning to ask Dustin if we could create something that says Tim finally got around to it or something. Yeah. Because I started watching Let the Right One In, which is current, and I can't wait for the next episode. That show's really good, really well done. And I said, well, I'll, you know, Steph liked this show, and I know you guys did too, but I usually will wait and see what Steph says about certain things. She loved it and said it was crazy, and I got hooked in the first episode. It's a cool story. It's kind of like, what's that book where all the boys are
fly?
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, this is like Lord of the Flies, kind of, with ghosts and stuff. I think ghosts. I don't know. I'm halfway through it. I know that what's her name looks like her dad now, like almost exactly like her dad. And like, I'm getting ready for her to go tooling around with Clint Eastwood and an orangutan.
Yeah, it's starting to resemble him a little bit.
Juliette Lewis. She does. She, when she smiles, she looks exactly like her father. May he rest in peace. I'm not knocking her. It's just, wow. But she's doing her her typical thing where she's talking like this. So who was your favorite character on it?
Her.
Christina Ricci was good.
Yeah. That's my favorite character. Freaky weirdo. I think if it had been made maybe 5 or 10 years ago, Reese Witherspoon would have been good for that role. But anyway, I finally got around to that one, and I'm enjoying it. Should be finishing it soon. Did you guys like the finale for House of the Dragon?
Yeah, that's okay.
No?
I haven't watched it yet, the finale yet.
All right, I won't spoil it for you.
What about Andor? Are you watching Andor? You should. It's really good.
Nah, I'm done with Star Wars shit, man.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Now. Marvel, I don't care. That's the thing. I know it might be good, but I just don't care. Maybe I'll watch it someday. I want to see Black Adam, though, even though it's getting terrible reviews. I'm sure it's a fun popcorn.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as bad as everybody said.
And then
DC movie, so.
The thing at the end is pretty cool. I heard about the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to spoil it in case people haven't seen it. But I don't know. I like The Rock. So I think he can carry even a dull film. I've always liked him, even when he was just a wrestler.
Gunn said he's not going to mess with any of The Rock's stuff that he's got lined up when he takes over. So I was speaking with James Gunn, took over DC's film control, which is
that's good news.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I saw there's another new Star Wars movie being made, and it takes place after the Skywalker saga, those shitty three movies. And it was a Daniel Lindelof or whatever.
Damon Lindelof.
So I probably will not be seeing that either. It will be cool though for them to get away from the Skywalker epic and just start something new.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just tired of it. Come on, you made it. There's so much. You know, it would be cool in the old days, like, oh, Star Wars is going to be available. I mean, it took them forever to put it out on VHS.
I think you should start watching Andor, man, because there's no Jedi and shit in it.
There's another new Jedi show coming out, I saw.
Yeah.
It's too much. I liked the movie that Andor, I mean, but I know what happens.
Right, but this is the prequel, and it's very good.
I like pre-cum better than prequel.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people don't like it. At least that's what they told me when I was in Boy Scouts.
Ew.
That shit is gross.
Just heard the latest news on the radio.
News. PRTV, and now for the latest news.
And then I'm finding out all this stuff secondhand. I didn't know. I knew David Tennant was on the final Doctor Who with the lady Doctor Who, and his words were "what" or something like that. He was shocked. Does the Doctor know that he's back in character as an old version of himself?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's trying to figure out, because that's never happened before, where the Doctor regenerated into an older version of himself.
Maybe they're resetting the timeline.
Yeah, well, he's going to do like 3 or 4 episodes, and then the new guy's going to take over.
Yeah, so I'll watch those episodes, because I heard that his old companion is going to be back.
Yeah.
So when are those going to be on?
Next year sometime.
All right. And then Disney Plus is going to get it from BBC America. I didn't know Disney owned it.
Yeah, they just got the rights. So BBC America loses them.
That makes sense. They'll lose them November 2023 at the same time that comes out. So it'll all be a big Disney Plus, you know, November, next November.
Yay, Disney. Yay.
Got another one. Another notch on their cannon belts.
As if
Disney almost bought Warner Brothers back in like 2019 or 17 or something.
Yeah, but instead they got Fox.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they owned Warner Brothers too?
Give them some time.
Well, the government doesn't ever regulate anything anymore, even though they should, but they don't. They just don't. But that's neither here nor there. Do you remember when they used to make fun of Disney on Saturday Night Live, that Robert Schmeigel thing that they only aired once? Schmeigel, not Schmeigel. But that was great. The whole Disney Corporation, they own everything. It was like Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Well, can't talk bad about the Big Mouse anymore, unless you're South Park, and then you can get away with it.
Views.
Or.
And snooze.
All right, last week was American Horror Story, NYC, Cabinet of Curiosities, and Peripheral on Amazon. I started to watch the American Horror Story NYC and noped out like 30 minutes into the first one.
I noped out of it. Wasn't interested.
I didn't even make it that far. Yeah. I'm like 10 minutes in. I was like, this looks like the same shit.
It's a shame, because that property started, that whatever you want to call it, started out really good, and I liked it a lot. But it just went downhill.
Dustin and I were talking. We both watched the first episode of Cabinet of Curiosities, and it's very good. We want to keep watching more of them.
Yeah, I want to watch that too.
And Peripheral, awesome. I haven't started that yet. I need to get to that on Amazon. All right, this week is The White Lotus Season 2 coming to HBO.
That's a views for me. That's for sure.
Views.
When does that start?
Sunday.
Well, I'm in. I'm watching that. Yeah. Dustin, and watch the first one.
Yeah, I watched it about 2 months ago. It took me a while to get through it. I watched like the first 4, and then I stopped for like a month, and then I finished the rest of it.
I do that a lot.
Michael Imperioli is going to be on it, though.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Previews look good.
Christopher.
I think he's going to take a shit in somebody's gabagool.
I did it. Where's my arc?
Number 2, Inside Man, 4-part BBC series coming to Netflix. It's a murder mystery involving a death row inmate, a school teacher, and a journalist, and a small town vicar. David Tennant, Stanley Tucci, Dolly Wells, Dylan Baker, and Lydia West star.
It's quite a cast.
Yeah, the cast looks really good.
I think I might give that a views.
Yeah, it sounds like some I'd views.
Snooze.
Not a big fan of
4-part BBC series. Usually is my I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes they're really good though.
Do what I do and just wait. You know, 6 months after something comes out, go, hey, did you see this shit?
Yeah, I want to talk about it now.
Yellow Jackets.
You guys ever see Heat?
Because there's a TV show called NYPD Blue. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Hill Street Blues is the bomb, y'all.
Go back and try to watch it now. Once you get past the opening theme song, it's like, show.
Well, it looks like they shot it through milk. You know, they haven't upgraded the transfer ever.
I'd rather watch Cagney and Lacey. Yeah. Do we ever? Oh, yeah, one more show. Oh,
go ahead.
Blockbuster on Netflix. This is the sitcom based on the documentary that we liked about the last Blockbuster.
I'll give that a views.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
I'll give it a views, but I know they didn't have anything to do with it. They didn't contact her, the owner of the store, or anything. She was like, yeah, we just kind of knew it was coming out. That was about it. I was like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all shot in Hollywood and has nothing to do with the actual store in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, they'll take one drone shot and a couple of still shots, and that'll be it, you know.
That's awful.
But I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably check it out. The views from me.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
I gotta say rest in peace, man, to Leslie Jordan. He died.
Yeah.
What happened to him? Was he in a car accident?
Yeah, they don't know if he suffered like a stroke or something and then crashed his car or...
They announced today it was a heart attack.
Was it?
Yeah, he had a heart attack behind the wheel on his way to the studio where he's filming his new show. He was on his way to the studio, and a few blocks before the entrance, he just had the heart attack and ran into a building.
So beloved, that guy, man. Everybody loved working with him. You know, one of our previous guests was talking about him, Dan Doherty.
W. Earl Brown.
Yeah, I read that. That was really sweet what W. Earl wrote.
Yeah. Somebody else died too. Jules Bass from Rankin and Bass.
That's right. That's right. Which means you won't be able to watch any of their specials this year. Rankin and Bass, of course, made all the great holiday. Well, really, our parents grew up with them, or people who grew up in the 60s, but they were really Gen X. Oriented type things, because we saw them every year, and that's when you had to wait. You know, you couldn't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on or Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or you know, Frosty the Snowman. You couldn't watch any of that stuff on YouTube because it didn't exist, and it wasn't on VHS unless you were super wealthy. So you had to wait for it, and it was a yearly tradition. And you know, when the VCR came around, you could set it to record so you can continue to watch the A-Team and then go watch your Christmas specials, you know. But these days, all that stuff is available everywhere. I mean, even this year, they're not showing It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown on ABC. And I don't know where you would watch it. Hulu, maybe?
Apple Plus. Yeah, they own the rights to all the Peanuts stuff now, so.
Mm. Yay.
Yeah, it's not Disney, it's Apple.
So, don't go away. Who do we have? We have Ming, because this is the final Clerks movie, and it's a real tearjerker, and I want to watch it unmolested by words. All right, guys.
How you been, man?
Doing good. How about you?
Good, good.
Right on. Love it.
Getting ready for CusaCon coming up.
Awesome. So, you'll both be there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Should be fun. I had a lot of fun last time.
It was good. This one will be the their second annual CusaCon, and it's grown just from the amount they're advertising new people every day, and seems to be much bigger than it was last year. So I hope it continues to grow.
I hope, I hope people show up. That's cool. We had a good time last time, though. Are you bringing gear? Are you podcasting?
Probably not.
We'll be doing a couple of panels. We'll be doing a couple of panels.
Okay, but, yeah. Cool. All right, fantastic.
I think we're going to try and host your panel.
Okay, good. I sure hope so.
Yeah.
If you're not moderating it, then I'm not coming.
Our buddy Brian Silverbacks will be there again this year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Love him.
That was a great show.
And before you got here, we were talking about Clerks 3 a little.
Yeah. We both finally got a chance to watch it. And
it's good.
It is. It's very, very good. It was a emotional gut punch, but the good kind.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's sure. And Kevin's good. Kevin's good for that. He knows how to get his fans in the feels. That's
for sure. And he knows how it is himself. So
yeah,
very true.
We got
to see Ming Chen on top of the Quick Stop.
That was
awesome standoff.
That was insane for sure.
I mean, how was that to shoot?
It was super hot. They told the story on an episode of Tell 'Em Steve Dave. So. Yeah. It was 100 degrees that day, and I remember when we got there. No one even told us what was going on in usual Kevin fashion. So what's going on? Because he just kind of is like, just show up at the Quick Stop, and we get there, and they're like, "Oh, you're our hockey players." It's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, "Yeah, you're gonna be playing hockey on the roof." I'm like, "Holy shit, that's awesome." And so, you know, full size, full like regulation jerseys, heavyweight, made for ice hockey. And I'm like, great, how are we going to get up there? And they rigged up their bunch of steps. But I remember Brian Johnson was, all right, what else do we wear? And they're like, oh, well, Kevin wants everyone in long pants. And we're like, okay, if that's what he wants. But Brian was kind of like, it's like 100 degrees out. And they're like, yeah, Kevin wants you guys in long pants. So the old Brian Johnson, the guy before he got married and, you know, right, would have flipped out, would have caused a scene, would have walked off set. But the new Brian Johnson, who's married and his medication's been dialed in to the correct dosage, was like, huh. All right, I guess if that's what he wants, I'll keep the long pants on. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I'm waiting for him to flip out, waiting for the steam to come out of his ears, waiting for him to storm off, and he didn't do it. And I was like, I don't know if I like the new Brian Johnson. And I was like, and I was like, okay, I guess. So I remember we get up to the roof. They rigged these stairs that they trucked in from New York City or something. And we get up there, and we notice the other team's all in shorts. And that time it's really changed. So, but if you watch the scene, the whole roof is painted white, so it's reflecting the heat. And it was pretty hot, but I didn't care. It could have been a million degrees. Right. I would have been fine. But I think afterwards, though, I think Walt Flanagan mentioned, he was like, man, it felt like my insides melted. I guess it's pretty hot. Like, my clothes got soaked through, but I mean, geez, man, you know, what a small price to pay to play hockey against Randall and Dante on top of the Quick Stop.
Yeah. It's iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I love that first movie so much, and that rooftop hockey scene's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
just because I love hockey, and I was like, I've never seen this before, and to me, I'm like, man, I would have skipped work, played up on the roof. Like, what a great idea. So, it's my life is weird, man. You know, you watch a movie where, you know, you watch a movie and there's a scene with your favorite characters playing hockey on the roof, and then 28 years later, 27 years later, you get to be on that same rooftop with the same characters.
It's awesome.
In that movie. Like, it's, yeah, you just never know, man. So it's, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought you could have been in at the funeral scene too, but they didn't have you in there.
No, we were there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, we were there.
I saw Johnson and Wall, but I didn't see.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty quick. So we actually shot that first, maybe a week or two into filming. So, you know, obviously I had to be very secret about it. We got there. They just told us to meet at a school and to wear suits.
Right.
You know, we didn't know what was going on. And I never ask questions because it's just Kevin. It's not even worth it. Yeah. It's more fun to be surprised. And Kevin's not going to tell you anyways. So, you know, we get there in the suits. We're like, what's going on? It's like, we're going to be shooting in a graveyard. I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, what is this, some kind of like dream sequence or flashback scene? And I think we'd run into, I think, Scott Schiaffo, the Chuli's Gum guy. He was like, man, what a crazy turn in the script. We're like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, you didn't read it? I'm like, no, I guess he had found out. He's like, yeah, we're it's Dante's funeral. I'm like, what?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, for real, then? Because I didn't, you know, we didn't have the script, so, because we didn't have any lines or anything. And he's like, yeah, Dante died. I was like, holy shit, man, that's crazy. And we can't tell anybody for over a year, I guess. So
yeah.
That's crazy. So I remember, you know, shot in a real graveyard, real secret, closed off. But I remember as we were shooting the scene, start hearing this whirring sound. I'm like, what the hell is that? We look up and somebody had flown a drone over. And I'm like, well, what do you do now? Like, do you just throw rocks at it? Does somebody bring it up? Like, what do you do about that? And they're like, well, whoever's flying it can't be that far. So they went and they found him and him or her and got rid of the drone. But I was like, wow, man, is that you know what we've come to? Like, people are that desperate to find out what's going on. They start flying drones. It was fun watching it. It was fun being there. It was cool. Everybody was with Jen was there. Harley's in that scene. Kevin, Jay, Randall, Trevor, Elias, a couple other people. But yeah, it was tough. Not, you know, you're even afraid to slip up even, but so, hard keeping it a secret for over a year.
I couldn't imagine standing there at that funeral scene, not knowing the script or reading the script, yeah, and having Randall say, "You're not even supposed to be here today."
Yeah.
I mean, how did that hit you guys? Did you hear it when he was doing a take?
Oh, yeah.
Or did
No. We were there for all of it, and I was just like, dude, this is heavy. Like, I can't believe he went in this direction. Like, holy crap! But you know, what a way to wrap it up, I guess. So. And then it was like, all right, well, how did he die? Like, how? Well, they kind of mentioned it. So, I was like, wait, I thought it was Randall who had the heart attack.
Yeah.
Does, but, you know, slowly you're able to kind of piece it together, sort of. I was like, holy crap.
So how long did you sit on it before you saw it? How long did, but before you saw
it? It was over a year. We shot, I think, first or second week of August. I think it was August 6, 2001. And when the roadshow start, I think about the same time, right? So, yeah, about September. It's over a year.
Did he make you sign NDAs and all that stuff?
No, I think at this point it's like, dude, don't talk.
Yeah.
It's a verbal NDA.
Yeah, no, we. I mean, geez, man, working with the guy over 24 years, yeah, you learn, do not announce anything until he knows.
Right.
So, or, yeah, you learn to keep... You learn to keep it secret pretty well. Although he's probably the worst guy at keeping secret.
Yeah.
Seeing him, he's got a pretty big mouth. So
there might be a View Askew cruise in the works.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear that. If that happens, I'll totally go. I've never been on a cruise. I don't know if you guys have ever been on one. But
I went on the Impractical Jokers cruises.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shoot, man. I regret never going. Anything that Brian Johnson had that much fun at, I was like, dude, like Brian never has fun. So he's having this much fun, then yeah, I want to be there. And I almost went in 2020. Kind of, I guess I'm kind of glad I didn't, but kind of regret that I didn't. But yeah, man, and I know it's mainly female Joker fans. So
yeah,
single dude. Pretty good shot. And a single dude is like actually met Brian or friends with him, or you know, connected with him like that. Jeez, man, that carries a lot of weight on that boat.
Oh yeah,
cool, man.
Well, what's Shared Universe up to now? What do you got cooking? You got anything you can promote?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we got Shared Universe as the podcast studio that we opened up in New Jersey. We're up to start out with one location. I'm in the second one right now, hoping to grow. And I guess I'll give you guys a little scoop. This hasn't happened yet. I don't know if or when it'll happen, but you guys are familiar with the Tell 'em Steve Dave Town Studios in Hazlitt, New Jersey. I have it on good authority. The office next to them just became vacant, and I was like, that could be fun. So we'll see. I think that this could be a team up in the, you know, years in the making for sure. So
nice.
I don't know, it'd be fun being neighbors with those guys. So stay tuned.
Get back in daily with Get'em.
I love that guy. I know, you know, he's kind of a polarizing figure, but it was fun, you know. I've had the normal interactions with him at the store and then at the studio. You know, he's definitely a weird dude, but you know, guy always willing to help me out. It was funny, a week ago, I just got new license plates, and the car that I got was from a state with they didn't require a front license plate. And I got the Jersey ones that you need front and back, and I was like, crap, how do I attach the front ones? There was no bracket or anything, and so I went to the one guy who, you know, who has a 148 IQ. I was like, well, he would know. He's very handy. I was like, hey, man, can you help me put the front plate on? And he looked at it. I was like, hey, you know what the easiest way to be to do this is just zip tie it on. And I'm like, oh, man, you got any zip ties? And I was like, wait, what am I?
Did he pull them out of his pocket?
He did not pull them out of his pocket. He had them at the ready. Like, I was like, of course you got zip ties. So, fair enough. He had a package full of zip ties, and he helped me put them on. So, and then a couple months ago, we went to a film festival. We had a whole podcast set up. He came and hung out there. And I was like, hey, man, let's go hang out afterwards. And we all went to a bar. I had the greatest time with him. I'm like, dude, come hang out. Come get blottoed, like, more often. So real quick, the bar that we go to, so they have a pretty cool policy. For every drink that you buy, they give you this little ticket, and you can exchange the ticket for a free pizza. So it's
nice.
Why wouldn't you go there? You know, that place has saved my ass many times. Like, man, starving. Nothing's open. Oh, let's go to Johnny Mac's. We'll grab a beer and get the free pizza. So we get, you know, there were like six of us. We got six pizzas, and it's a ton. And afterwards, we're walking back. We're a little tipsy. We're having a good time. And all of a sudden, Kiddum pulls out this bundle from his hoodie. It's wrapped in paper towels. I'm like, dude, what the hell is that? It was the pizza. He'd taken the pizza and just shoved it in his hoodie pocket. Like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I don't like wasting food. And he starts eating the pizza. He got hungry again. I'm like, maybe it wasn't that funny, but in the moment, what the hell, man? Did you just pull out pizza, like, from wrapped in like a paper towel that you got in the bathroom out of your hoodie pocket?
It's like Dan Aykroyd and Trading Places.
Right, or I'm like, hey, yo, Napoleon, give me some of those tots. Like, it was like that. Yeah. Like, it was crazy, man. So, anyways, yeah, that guy's fun to hang out with, man.
It was nice to hear you on the Halloween spooktacular from Tom Steve Day.
You know, that was crazy. So I was at one of our studios, and you know, I mentioned, you know, we may grab that space. So I was like, I'm gonna go drive over and see how long it takes me, see how far apart they are. And I went over there. It was like 15 minutes. So I'm like, this is perfect, you know, if we grab this space. I went in and talked to get him. And then, you know, I was about to leave, and Walt starts coming the other way. He's walking his dogs. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, nothing. Why? He's like, you want to hang out we're recording the Halloween show. I was like, holy crap. Yeah, that'd be cool. He's like, yeah, Q's coming down. It'll be fun. I'm like, all right, great. Is there anything I need to know beforehand? Like, are you playing any game? Do I need to prepare anything? He's like, no, this is real straightforward. And then we get there, and he gets all mad because I hadn't seen Abbott and Costello meet Frank. Yeah. I'm like, dude, why didn't you? You could have told me.
Yeah. Like,
but he, I think he knew. I think he knew. Like, it'd be funnier if he just sprung that on me. So, but yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward. I really miss BSing with those guys, man. You know, like going in the store, just kind of, if just on an off hour, and then, you know, inevitably we get into some stupid conversation, I'd be stuck there for an hour or whatever, or, you know, someone would be up to some antic, and I really miss that. So hopefully we'll be doing more of that again soon.
Nice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
And we mentioned CoosCon, but are you doing any other cons after that?
I am. So here, get this. So CoosCon is November 5th in Rome, Georgia. So if you're anywhere nearby, definitely stop by. You're going to see all three of us, which is awesome. The week after, I was supposed to be in Minneapolis for a new con called Twin Cities Con, run by my friend Ben. Great show. I was all scheduled for that. And then maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, somewhere around there, I get a call from a friend of mine. They're like, hey, would you be interested in going to a Comic-Con in Dubai?
No way.
And I'm like, what? Like, yeah. They're, you know, I'm gearing up, helping book a con in the Middle East. Would you like to come? I'm like, yeah, I totally love to come. No chance they know who the hell I am out there, but who, you know, hey, if they're willing to take me, you know, if you can sell me as being a personality or being a worthwhile guest, you know me, absolutely I would come.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they said yes. So It's the same weekend, so I had to go back. I had breakfast with my friend running the one in Minneapolis. I'm like, listen, man, I don't like canceling things. I love to honor my commitments, but Dubai, dude. Dubai. Yeah. He's like, dude, go to Dubai. Like, you know, just come next year, you know, help promote this show, but, you know, by all means. So I'm going to be in Dubai the week after KusiCon.
Wow.
So talk about extremes, man. Yeah, Rome, Georgia, you know, kind of, not a small town, but a smallish town in Georgia. And then Dubai, like the Vegas of the Middle East, it's been described to me. Never been. So I'm looking forward to that. So that'll be fun. Doing a small show near the Baltimore area the week after. And then I'll be at GalaxyCon Columbus, December 2nd through the 4th. So that'll be fun as well. So, yeah, can't wait, man. Yeah, I've got like 4 or 5 more shows this year, which is great. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the circus train never stops, my friend. But I love being in Georgia, man. I was there. Dragon Con went great this year, I thought. I've been there a couple times. So, looking forward to being back for sure. I was there for the camp, which is a Walking Dead theme con in Peachtree.
Yeah, I saw they have another one of those coming up too. I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, and they book guests in other fandoms as well, but it's mainly Walking Dead. And they're cool because they do other things. They're like, hey, play laser tag with the cast of Walking Dead, or, you know, do Mandalorian screening with the armor. Emily Swallows plays the armor.
Oh, nice.
You know, watch the Mandalorian, watch along with her. Like, cool experiences like that. So they run a great show as well.
And we're looking forward to seeing you up in Rome, Georgia.
Oh yeah, me too. It'd be fun. Yeah. Can't wait.
You coming to Atlanta to hang out a little before? Or?
I will. I'm gonna get there Friday at some point. You know, I gotta pay a visit, pay a tribute to the Claremont Mom. So basically, if you're, you know, if I'm in Atlanta, like, you need to find me. I'll be at the Claremont. Like, to me, that place is Atlanta, man. And I love describing it to people, and they're like, "What the hell?" And then you know, usually at some point I get to take them, and they're like, "Okay, this is every bit as bad as you described it, and every bit as awesome as you described it." So,
Yeah, it's a David Lynchian dream walking in that place.
It really is. I feel there are certain places in this world where you walk through the door and you're in another dimension. That's definitely one of them.
It's definitely
I think my favorite part, I'm watching the new James Gunn Suicide Squad, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh man, this movie's great. And they go to, I think it's a strip club. And I'm looking, I was like, wait, I know that place. Yep. Out of the Claremont. Like, that's, you know, it's a legit shooting location. I think they shot an episode of Norman Reedus's motorcycle show there, Ride. I think him and Rooker were there, which is crazy. Like, I was like, no one called me. Like, I would have loved to. So, I don't know. If I ever get back on TV, like, we're definitely going there.
All right, man. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking to us.
Absolutely, man. And I can't wait to see you. 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We will see you in Rome, Georgia.
Party it up, my friends. Always always a good time with Radio Labyrinth, no matter where you are. Live it, love it, subscribe to it, and to all your friends, everybody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.